Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Friday here on the show. You know what that means? That means somebody is outside with a very loud device right when this show is about to begin. I don't know what's going on, but we got a lot to get into here today. It is a busy weekend, but it is not the busy weekend, which is actually next weekend. And so today here on the show, we're going to tell you everything that's going on next weekend from every major promotion. Four PLEs, basically, in a two-day period. So we'll get into all of that. We'll talk about what is coming up this weekend. We got SmackDown. We got AAA on Fox. We have got Collision. A lot to talk about. And, of course, we'll get into all of the news. Not going to talk a lot about the UFC show at the White House, except Paramount actually did release numbers. They released numbers for that show that allegedly was going to do more views than the Super Bowl. And suffice to say, well, it didn't. Well, we'll give you those numbers here. We've also got some notes on a SmackDown that has been moved and or canceled. Well, it's going to be moved. We'll tell you what's going on there. We got a bunch of notes from TNA. Comings and goings, as they say. And we've also got some ratings notes. AEW is now on Tubi. We can tell you what you can watch for free on Tubi right now from AEW. And plenty more. Filthy Tom is going to join us here today. Filthy and I will be in Spokane Saturday night. You should be there, everybody. And we'll tell you about that. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRWOnline at gmail.com. FRWOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risen Kizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease. Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. Filthy and I will be in Spokane tomorrow for a very exciting show, the 5th year anniversary of Relentless Professional Wrestling. We will be in attendance that day. And what we're going to do, who knows? But we will be there, won't we, Tom?
We will be there. We will be in attendance.
Yes.
And
players and spectators, I should add. Doors 6, bells 7.
Yes, all the players like me. The players and the spectators will be there in attendance. I got a little story to tell you, Brian.
Is that right?
Yeah, this morning I was wrestling. I was doing some jiu-jitsu. Scrap it on the mat with one of the other gentlemen, who was actually a contestant on Tough Enough Season 5.
Really?
I believe it was Season 5, yeah. I think that was the one where, like, Big Andy, wherever that guy is, I think it was the one, maybe the one that he won. But I'm talking to the guy, and, you know, we're in the middle of a round. And you know how it is. Having a conversation while you're grappling with somebody.
Sure.
Right. And I go, oh, I got to go up to Spokane tomorrow to do some commentary. And I'm like, I'm going with my partner, Brian Alvarez. And he goes, what? He goes, what? Brian Alvarez? He goes, isn't he a wrestler? Didn't he wrestle for the Texarkana title?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, hold on. He says, so he has no clue. I trained with this guy for a few years. He has no clue that you and I do a show together. But he remembers you from your previous life.
Wow.
I guess, in the ring. He remembered. He goes, oh, my God, Brian Alvarez. I remember when he used to wrestle for the Texarkana title.
Well, I hope you gave him a flyer for this show.
That's
I hope he's listening right now. If you're listening right now, whoever you are, I know that
Mike Zaki,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know you probably smashed Tom during that role. Wow.
He didn't.
Now you got the Texarkana belt right there. Should I show it off? We got nothing else
to
do.
You should.
Should I go get it?
Yeah, and then send me a picture of it so I can, you know, give that to old Mike Zaki there, who was, I believe, eliminated on the 3rd episode of Tough Enough Season 5, the revival in 20... When is this, 2010?
Spell's no joke, brother. Take a look at that. Huh? There we go.
Wow.
ICW, ICWA. Why don't Texarkana television champion right
why
here.
Why don't you bring that with you tomorrow?
Maybe
you're
I
driving
should.
Over there. Yeah, you probably should.
You want me to bring
that $800 Pride Championship belt that you sent to me? You want me to bring that one?
Place to put it, but there's no good place. No, do not lose that. It's too expensive. Well, that's a delightful story to open up Fun Friday here today. Because really, there's not a whole lot of news going on, if we're being honest here today. But we are going to cover what news there is. So SmackDown is tonight, and we got a lineup, believe it or not.
Do you know where it's from?
I could find out, but I don't have the top of my head.
I can find out, too. It's more because I really enjoy the daytime SmackDown shows.
You know, as like a co-host, overseas. You could look up the thing while I'm talking about the other thing. You know what I'm saying? What do you mean you like the daytime shows? What does that mean?
The ones from overseas.
Oh, no, this is
you know,
not overseas.
I would Kansas be able to tell City. You if it was within easy reach on the front page of your website, but
it is
not. So.
No, it actually is.
Where?
I literally just saw it. It was like lineup and ticket sales and everything like that.
Huh.
Yeah, where is it here?
Yeah.
Would you
Good
shut
luck.
Up? I mean, there's just so much news here.
Well, see?
Anyway, it's in Kansas City, if you must know. So it's, you know. All right, we got Cody Rhodes defending. Oh, that's right. Tonight's a big show. Cody Rhodes is defending the WWE title against Gunther with Sami Zayn as the special referee.
Yeah, there's also a world tag title match.
I mean, that's not as big as a world title match.
It's not, but I mean, conceivably, it should be.
Yes, we've got Damian Priest and R-Truth against the MFTs. Big match there. It's got to be a title change.
You think? I don't know. Who knows? Who
I
cares?
Mean, Gunther should be beating Cody.
Yes.
But as I look at this this King of the Ring tournament that is just so baffling, I think maybe Cody's retaining. But Damian Priest and Truth against MFTs. We've got Carmelo Hayes and Ricky Saints in a number one contenders match. We have two King of the Ring semifinals, Charlotte Flair and Liv Morgan. And Javon Evans versus Jey Uso. So, that's where we're at for tonight. We've got two 3-hour SmackDowns left. Thank God we can get it over with quick.
What are your predictions for those King of the Ring matches?
I figure Jey Uso wins and, I don't know. I don't know about the other one. I think it could go either way. The other thing, the other issue...
I mean, Charlotte could win because she's been having this long storyline with Rhea. So I could see her winning the Queen of the
Well,
Ring.
That's here's the problem, Tom.
Raquel's out of the tournament.
No, hold on. You're glossing over the bigger problem. We don't even know if Rhea is going to be around. Like, she's hurt. So, if we're booking this as to who's going to face Rhea Ripley, there may not be a Rhea Ripley to face. So... Yeah, I mean, right now, Liv is the only remaining women's champion, and she's in the tournament. So, I don't know what they're going to do.
I mean, you could do a scenario where maybe Charlotte beats her, and then Charlotte loses in the finals, and then you do a three-way because Charlotte has the pinfall over the champion.
You could do that. So, I don't know. This King of the Ring tournament and Queen of the Ring tournament is just so weird.
Baffling.
And actually on Monday, we're going to talk about the Owen, but I don't want to do any spoilers yet. So that's SmackDown coming up here tonight. For Collision, we have got Zack Sabre Jr. versus Adam Priest, The Elite versus The Lethal Twist. Do you know who The Lethal Twist is?
Blake Christian and Lee Johnson.
I thought that was Zack Sabre Jr.'s finish.
No, maybe it's Jay Lethal and Lee
Johnson and Blake Christian. Athena and Maya World, Women's Own Heart Foundation semifinal. Chris Statlander, Mina Shirakawa, Survival of the Fittest qualifying match. And Tommaso Ciampa and Jericho win a serious face-to-face.
Mm.
I'm interested in this Zack Sabre Jr. Adam Priest match because Zack Sabre Jr. is awesome. Adam Priest, I think, is pretty great. But the word was this match went way too long. So, this I gotta see. Know what I mean? You know what I mean.
I do. I've been in there with Zach.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you know that those UFC Freedom 250 numbers were released by Paramount Plus?
Yeah, like 17 million.
Paramount Plus announced that the show averaged 8.2 million viewers in both the U.S. and Latin America, making it the biggest exclusive live event in the streamer's history. And in total, according to Nielsen and Adobe Analytics, the White House UFC Freedom 250 show reached 17 million viewers. It did not hit the 130 million that would be required for it to be bigger than the Super Bowl. I don't know what Joe Rogan's going to have to say about this, but...
Well, he's...
You know, they can say it beat Carano and Rousey, so they can brag about that. But, yeah, did not do Super Bowl numbers. Not that I think anybody on the planet believed. But there's a story. 17 million. I mean, that's a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But,
How many people saw the Ronda Rousey?
I think it was 15.
I'm trying to find out.
Pretty sure it was 15 million. So they basically may have tied it in the U.S., but elsewhere they just barely beat it. All right, back with the wrestling news, Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh boy. It's from Dave on Twitter. You know, Dave is with these numbers. 17 million isn't the number. 7 in the U.S., 8.2 in North, South, and Central America, not including Canada, where it was a pay-per-view. For UFC, as a general rule, it's a great number. I would not call it a great number given the amount of pub it had, but if you compare it to a normal UFC on Paramount, it was much higher than all but UFC 324, which it probably beat by a little, but not a lock. 17 isn't the number? What's he saying here? 7 plus 8.2.
That's not 15.2. No. He's just talking different. He's talking different numbers, Brian.
No, he's not. He's replying to someone who says 17 million is a great number. That's why Rogan had to lie and say 150 because 17 is so great. And he wrote 17 isn't the number. He's saying the number is 15.2.
How?
Because he's getting 7 in the U.S. and 8.2 in North Central.
No. You're misreading that.
No, I'm reading what he wrote. If he's misreading it, you can yell at him, but not me. What?
The broadcast, which one are you talking about? Freedom
250? Or he's saying, wait, North?
Listen, 250 averaged 8.2 million viewers across the U.S. and Latin America, and averaged 7 million in just the U.S. alone. Okay,
so he's saying the number is 8.2 million.
Correct.
Okay.
For average. Now, the Rousey Carano average in the U.S. alone was 9.3 million and 12.4 million globally.
Oh, man.
So by 2 million more, it beat UFC Freedom 250 in just the U.S. I am not doing this. I have vowed never to talk ratings. I'm out of this conversation. I'm done. You hear me? I'm out.
Well, he's going to write something at any time, and then we're going to read it here on the air. Then you can determine if you're out or not. Sound good? Hey, what's going on with TNA?
The hell are you asking me for? You got a co-host.
You know more about TNA than Lance, if we're being honest here. All right, here's what's going on. Here's the latest, okay? So as we're all well aware, there have been several people that have disappeared of late. We've got Sammy Callahan is gone. Tommy Dreamer is gone. Tessa Blanchard is gone. Workforce reduction designed to streamline operations and sharpen strategic focus and profitability. So Luke Perrin, who was a TNA digital producer, he has announced that he also is gone. He ran and edited all content for TNA Plus and YouTube for 5 years, shot all TikToks and vertical shorts, and was a BTS photographer. He is gone.
BTS?
That's what it said.
The music group?
I guess.
No.
I don't know what it's for.
But
he is gone.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, thank you. So now staying with TNA, Trey Miguel has re-signed. Allie.
Okay, so that begs the question, what deal did he previously have? Because wasn't he gone like months ago when the Rascals left and then he re-signed? So what did he sign, like a 4.5 month deal?
I seem to recall.
When did that happen?
There were some
was that short, a year ago?
I seem to recall there were some short deals out there. But he has re-signed. An aborted contract with AEW, it says right here. He returned in January of 2026, so he must have had a six-month deal.
Okay.
Or he just signed a new and better deal. Anyway, so he's re-signed. Mike Santana's deal is up in mid-July, and pretty much everybody believes he's probably going to WWE. Ali has signed, and I think that's the latest in all of the juggling. So there are comings and goings. It's not all everybody leaving.
Well, and also, I mean, with Ali signing, the Butcher and the Blade are also out there. They are not under contract. And, I mean, if you remember, they did have that great Pepper Parks and Ali wedding angle that took place. That was one of the bright spots of TNA during a otherwise somewhat dark time.
This person believes that they do short-term deals because I think Cedric is what I'm thinking about. Somebody came in and had like a short-term deal, and might have been Cedric Alexander. But I guess I would presume that now Trey Miguel is on a longer-term deal. So that's the update. By the way, we're going to have a lot of time for Q&A today. So start sending your questions in, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Any questions for Tom? Any questions for me? Any questions for the two of us? I'd open up the phone lines, but I don't know how many people are...
Hey, there's also Twitch and YouTube.
Yeah, ask questions on the chat here if you want to.
Maybe some of them might not pass the censors.
Why don't you handle the YouTube questions? I'll handle the Twitch questions.
Well, no kidding. I've never once logged into Twitch in my life.
Really?
For the show.
I have.
No, I don't even... I'd probably have to pay or something.
You would have to pay. Or you can use your Amazon Prime for free. That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, but I mean...
You have Amazon Prime, right?
That might take away one of my other perks.
No. You have a free Twitch subscription. Unless you're using that Twitch subscription for something else.
Spice Channel.
Mm. Speaking of your favorite thing, ratings. Oh. NXT, 610,000 and a 0.09.
I thought you were going to talk about Emmanuel.
Head-to-head with the World Cup. Not bad. Not bad.
It depends what game. Like, was it Iraq versus Iran or something?
Wow. You know,
what are we talking
about?
Wow,
Tom. Jeez. Doesn't say right here. And AEW content recently started popping up on Tubi. They've launched their own channel. 101 episodes of Dynamite showed up last week. And now AEW has actually announced it. They have a Watch AEW Fast channel, absolutely free everywhere where Tubi is available. You can also stream the first three seasons of Dynamite anytime, free on Tubi VOD. So if you've got Tubi, AEW is free up there, everybody. So go up and check out Dynamite, Collision, Rampage, Battle of the Belts, plus classic matches and the top AEW stars. Up there on Tubi. Pretty exciting, huh? Should we see what we've got in the mailbag so far?
Yeah. Have you ever watched Tubi ever in your life?
I feel like
the only thing I've watched from Tubi that I can remember seeing was In the Name of Uwu, that anime girl trying to fly.
Well, I'll tell you all this, everybody. Within 365 days, all of you listening to this might be checking out Tubi. I'll just say that. First says, say hello to Will E. Largeman in Spokane. From his friend in Arizona, I've known that dude for 30 years.
No way.
From the ancient e-wrestling websites.
Oh, my Lord.
He didn't give his name, though. So we have to say his friend in Arizona that he's known for 30 years.
From e-wrestling websites, he probably had 300 different gimmicks. They probably all involved fire and spooky horse crap. So
I like that Will E. Largeman.
Yeah. How many
a good guy.
How many E-Fed championships do you think Will E. Largeman won back in the day?
Knowing that guy, all of them would be my guess.
We should, you know what we should get going again? Remember those mail-in wrestling games?
Oh, like Champions of the Universe?
Yeah. We should get that going again.
Golly, what's old is new again. If anybody could help us with this, it's Will E. Largeman. And by the way, Will, doesn't matter how large you are, no baggy shirts tomorrow night on commentary. You hear me? Shirts have got to be tight.
Oh, God. I was like, what is this guy talking? Are you wearing that baggy shirt right now?
I wore it yesterday. I wore it yesterday.
It looked like the Seinfeld puffy shirt.
It was
I don't know
ridiculous.
How she didn't mention that.
I think I said this on Brian and Vinny, but she was talking about this large shirt, and I just was like, you know, whatever. It was a big shirt. I'm sure it was ridiculous because it was the 90s or whatever. So then, like, 15 minutes after the show, I'm eating lunch, and somebody, I think they either tweeted or maybe she sent it. But it was.
We're talking about Nixie XS, by
yes,
the way.
Yes.
Just keep saying she.
Well, I mean, who else would it be?
Is that even
show?
Her? Well, is that even her preferred pronoun?
So she sends this picture of Triple H in his shirt. I literally laughed out loud and like I spit stuff out. This shirt is so preposterous. I was busy watching the match all those years. I wasn't looking at the fashion, but this shirt is absolutely ridiculous. It's this giant. It's like he was the back when he was the Greenwich snob.
Yeah.
Except it was like a 3XL for some reason. It was just preposterous.
What was his name in WCW?
It was Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
No, it was not. In WCW?
Oh, it was
like Jean-Paul something.
Somebody help us out.
God, it wasn't not Terror Rising. It was after Terror Rising.
After Terror Rising.
He did the same gimmick in WCW that he did before.
Was it Jean-Paul Levesque?
I wanted to say Jean-Paul. What was the guy's name? Jean-Pierre Lafitte?
Not Pierre
but
Lafitte.
But that was
Jean-Paul Levesque.
Was, yeah, okay. Jean-Paul Levesque. Yeah, there
yeah.
we go.
Jean-Paul Levesque.
The same exact gimmick.
We should have just had Nixie back on the show. She'd answer all your Triple H questions from the 90s. I don't remember this stuff.
I've got none. You know, no, I didn't care. Dude, I lived it. Relived Triple H in the 90s. I'm good.
Oh, I don't know, man. There was some good stuff.
My best memory of Triple H was that at Armageddon 99, I was live there, and one of my best friends touched Triple H on the back as he walked by fighting Vince McMahon in a street fight. But most notably, that's also the night that Kat got her top ripped off in the pool.
Are you reading some from YouTube, or is this your actual memory?
This is my memory.
Okay.
It was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Wow.
This is like back in the day where like my friend's mom, we're like 17 years old, 16 years old. My friend's mom just like drives us there and drops us off, you know? Yeah. Like I can't even imagine doing that nowadays. I'm going to drop off.
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding me?
At some event, you know what I mean?
Things are very, very different nowadays.
Yeah. It's like I think we got like dropped off at the mall and then had to find our own way over there.
Back in a moment.
It ruled.
425-780-7566. Send your questions. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You bought an RV, and you got an automatic discount from Progressive by bundling it with your home or auto insurance. That's great, but a serious word of warning every RVer should heed. You don't need to talk about things like dry weight or dump stations. And you don't need one of those expensive water filter straws either. Because the most extreme thing most RVers encounter is a campsite without hookups. So just enjoy yourself and Progressive's automatic discount when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Now, Nixie's on Twitter here saying, give me a fashion review segment. It's what the people want. It's a fun Friday segment. Better not be our fashion.
Would have been a good idea yesterday.
Better not be your fashion.
My fashion.
What are you wearing today?
Brother, I'm wearing... Where's the camera? Get that camera on.
I at least got a nice shirt on.
Yeah, well, my shirt's got a hole in it, but it's not about that. It's about that logo right there. The hip-hop heads in the house will recognize that as the man himself, MF Doom.
MF Doom.
Yeah, oh, you would love MF Doom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Used to... fake his own death. He would send out Doom bots to do his concerts for him and then just no show because wow. He was doing drugs. Quite a character. All caps today. And as always in the chat, it's all caps.
This person here says, where's the Beast Mortos been? Okay, this question was just asked, so I haven't had a chance to ask yet, so I'm not reporting this, okay?
I'll report it without even having to look into it. Probably immigration issue.
That's what I'm going to say. It's, I mean, the point is don't report it because I don't know if that's what it is, but it probably is a visa issue.
Yeah, just report I said it. I got no credibility.
And this
I got
person,
no sources.
This person goes, funny how these visa issues started right before the World Cup. No, they did not. No.
This has been going on forever.
These visa issues have been going on for over a year now at least?
Yeah, and it happens in fighting too. It happens in MMA. This is not a new thing. If you remember, we were talking about that Rousey card earlier.
Okay, Tony Khan and Dave both said visa issues. That's where he's been. Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I heard, I was told not to say the names or anything like that, but... in the last, I don't know, probably, I'd say 6 weeks, there have been probably 6 different people in WWE who have had visa issues. And we're talking big names. So you could probably figure out some of them. Just like, this person wasn't on this tour overseas at all. This person hasn't been in this country at all. I mean, there have been a lot of them. And it's affecting every single wrestling company. So it's not... it's not a WWE thing, not an AEW thing. It's not a, who's in good with the government. It's just like everybody. Everybody is having issues with visas right now. And I don't know when it's going to get better. But hopefully soon. Because it's affecting a lot of different things.
Billy in the chat here on YouTube asks us, Brian, so far, what is your opinion of Forbidden Door? I assume he means the lead up and the card. So far, it doesn't seem too forbidden. And also, can you confirm Garrett said last night, Pac versus Umino? Yeah, I'll confirm that as well, even though it's a spoiler alert. But yeah, they announced Pac versus Umino for Forbidden Door. So that's at least another match in the forbidden direction, I guess you could say. But I like the theme idea of the pay-per-views. I think you can use it to depart from the usual a lot more than AEW has done in the past, and especially this year.
I think that, like a lot of people, I've seen a lot of feedback of late about Forbidden Door, like, this is not Forbidden Door, and, I don't know. The thing to me is, like, Tony Khan is a guy who, like, he does things, and he's just going to do them every year because it's tradition. And, is this really like a cracking open the Forbidden Door thing with New Japan and AEW at this point? No, it's really not. I don't think there's anything wrong with just calling it Forbidden Door and doing, a few whatever they're doing this year, but
well, like Zach
I don't see him
Omega.
Dropping the pay-per-view.
Okay, Zach and Omega, that's what Forbidden Door is about. You take two guys who have not faced off, or at least not to my recollection, or if they have, it wasn't a big deal, and from the different companies, and you have them together in a match. You know what I mean? I could be wrong, but they have CMLL talent available, and you know, perhaps it's visa issues like we just mentioned hindering some of that, but you could have, you know, a big CMLL talent face a big New Japan talent that they don't normally get to go against. You could have like the legends come in. You could have Ultimo Guerrero, Blue Panther. You could have them do their match on Forbidden Door, right? Why not?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, what is Forbidden Door? Like, how did this all start?
Some nerd on the internet probably made a comment about these companies not working together and called it the Forbidden Door.
No, I think what it
ran
really,
with it.
I think it was Callis. When Callis
there
managed,
you go.
He got Jericho versus Omega on a New Japan show. He broke open the Forbidden Door. Because at that time, like Chris Jericho had always said, I will never work for anybody except WWE. I will never work for anybody except WWE. He was out of WWE. And then Callis, you know, brought it up like, hey, what do you think about this idea? And Jericho was like, I like it. And I think Callis was like surprised by it, like, wow. And so it got set up and it felt like, wow, Chris Jericho working for somewhere other than WWE. He's in New Japan and he's working against Kenny Omega. Well, now it's 2026 and like most all of the top stars of New Japan, you know, the ones that have been going back and forth, they all signed with AEW and, you know, they're dual contracts. Takeshita has contracts in both companies. I mean, there's no real forbidden door between CMLL and AEW. And
Kevin Knight has a dual contract. Okada is now an AEW guy. There's been too much movement between those two companies, but there still are matches out there that you could do. You could have some of the young talent that doesn't normally get a shine and put them against young talent from another company in like a showcase match. You know what I mean?
Yes. Forbidden Door should be like a bunch of AEW guys versus a bunch of New Japan guys and a bunch of AEW guys against a bunch of CMLL guys.
And let's just have the best matches. Let's have the showcase for everybody. It doesn't need to be storyline heavy. You could have faction versus faction like they're doing with TMDK and the Elite. That's cool. That's always an easy one to do. But, you know, I don't like the idea of having this. Like the main event is an MJF multi-man tag on Forbidden Door.
It's literally the match we saw on Wednesday. Free.
With all people from AEW. So to me, it's, you know, kind of lackluster in the sense of keeping up to the Forbidden Door name itself.
So that's the, this person goes, what if AEW went to Japan for Forbidden Door until Trump is gone? Well, it's not a Trump thing.
Dude, like, we can't get Darby versus Fujita.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Darby versus Desperado. Something like that.
Well, you know, the other thing with, And actually, I can't say this because it's also affected WWE, who do like work far in advance. But like, if you get this visa thing going far enough in advance, it's usually not a problem. Usually, but I can just tell you that there are promotions that they just wait till the very last second, and then it's a problem. And you can't do that. You've got to make your plans early. You've got to get this process going long in advance. It's not like it used to be, and you got to make preparations if you're going to get visas for people.
Oh, that actually reminds me, I got to go get my international driver's license.
Your international? You mean your what do they call it? It's not international, is it? There's an international driver's license?
Yes.
So like you can drive in the UK?
Correct.
Oh, interesting. How do you get that?
Got to go to AAA. Conan's the one that hooks it up.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, AAA Auto Agency.
I know that.
Oh.
This person says, is my number blocked? I haven't texted in a while. Well, clearly your number's not blocked. And if you haven't texted in a while, why would I have gotten the text you didn't text? What do you think of a babyface Tekla turn? She's getting cheers from AEW crowds. Well, I mean, golly. If we want to talk about people that are getting cheered as heels and booed as babyfaces and all this and that, I mean, we could go on for hours. Tekla would be cheered wildly as a babyface. But I think she's doing fine as a heel. I could talk for hours about heels and baby faces. There's a lot of it being done very wrong. I mean, listen, everything changes in the world, in the universe, in wrestling. Everything's always constantly changing, okay? But there are other things that the more things change, the more they stay the same. And baby faces and heels are always going to be a thing that works. And trying to, you know, get rid of that thing and make everybody a tweener. I mean, yes, you can do it. Yes, there are sickos that'll think it's cool. But you can watch the shows and you can see how the audience reacts to certain things. And usually it's because they don't know who to cheer for, or they don't know who they're supposed to like, or they don't like someone they're supposed to like, or they dislike someone they're supposed to cheer. This happens, and I don't think we should try to do all these storyline. Like, I mean,
how many career heels can you name nowadays?
They've been a heel their entire career.
Yeah,
Kiana James, right? Talking about a long career, I can't think of many.
Has JC Jane been a babyface?
Actually, I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so.
Kazunori Murakami, he was never a babyface.
MJF's been a babyface.
Averno, I don't think I've ever seen him be a babyface.
El Satanico has been a babyface. He's literally Satan. I mean, it's okay. But
well,
Sam, I'm not saying.
But I mean,
no, you're not. I'm not saying, Tom, you can't do one or the other. What I'm saying is,
I'm saying I would cheer El Satanico. That's basically what I'm getting at.
Oh man, he was great. What do you mean?
I know, but
person
I'm a
asking
man.
MJF. MJF had a long babyface run.
I'm a man. Well, that's the thing. He did, but he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, but then
he did. He was still supposed to be a heel.
There are certain things in wrestling that, like, guys. I explain this all the time, and I feel like I'm the only one that knows this. If you are gone for a long time and you come back, you will be cheered. So you may as well have everyone come back as a babyface for at least a month or two.
Has
and then
Don
if you want to
Callis,
turn them, you can.
Has Don Callis ever been a babyface?
Oh, this is a good one. He had to be with the Oddities. Or wait, was he with... He wasn't with
ICP, right? Gosh, were they even babyfaces at that point, though?
No, the Oddities, when they danced and were silly, were definitely baby-faced.
But yeah, but he might have been gone.
I got to think about this.
You didn't hear the story that Lance told about him and Don Callis wrestling the little people?
No.
And how they would be a mixed tag. So it would be each one of them would be on a team with a little person. And then, you know, Don Callis would do something and he would get pinned by the two little people. But then Lance said after every match, they would also then somehow do it where Lance and Don Callis got mad because the little guys were teaming up on the big guys. And then they would both get beat up in the end by the two little people.
Are there any little people available in Spokane, Washington tomorrow?
Well, what time are you going to be there?
What are we doing tomorrow? You know where we're going to be tomorrow, guys? Spokane, Washington. For Relentless PNW. Their five-year anniversary show, Tom. 5 long years of Relentless. And we are going to be there in attendance. The doors open at 7 o'clock. The doors open at 6 and the show starts at 7. It's at Players and Spectators. And Tom and I are going to be hanging out also at the Northern Quest Casino. And we're going to eat where, Tom? You don't have to say when. Just plug the place.
The Rusty Moose.
The Rusty Moose.
I'm going to plug the Rusty Moose, don't you
worry.
Hey,
let's do a get-together. Go to Spokane, everybody.
We are going to get together.
I mean, with all the people. All of our friends. Back in a moment, Observer Live. This paper bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey. Well, we survived another fun Friday, Tom. And what a fun Friday it was. Let's see. Don was face with the Elite. Don was the face with the Elite.
Oh, yeah, he was Kenny Omega's manager.
Oh, and yeah.
When they were baby faces.
That's right. That's right. So, no, not even Don Callis. Was Lance ever a good guy? I don't remember it. Well, maybe next week we'll come up with a list of
people. I mean, what about you? When have you ever been a baby face?
When we beat the Bang Bros? It's a huge baby face. Kidding me? Every time I beat up Marco Stunt, gigantic baby face.
Well, to me.
I could go on and on. Yeah. Paul Heyman, I think Heyman's been a baby face. I mean, he was a baby face the entire time he ran ECW.
He was the heel against Jim Cornette, right? When they did a tuxedo match?
I think so.
So, what does that tell you?
Well, it's an interesting question. Like, Ricky Steamboat, actually, did TNA...
Paul Heyman with Brock at one point was definitely a baby face.
Yeah. Remember when TNA was going to bring in Ricky Steamboat and make him a heel because he'd never been a heel in his career? I think they may have actually done it for like a week or two. Like, they had him cut a heel promo or something. I almost feel like that shouldn't count. This is an interesting question.
Somebody asked, was Tanahashi always a baby face? And there was actually a time in all Japan in the Champions Carnival where he was a heel. So,
wow. El Santo started as a heel. Anyway, we're out of time, everybody. We'll talk about this more next week. Head out to Spokane this weekend, everybody, and the Rusty Moose or whatever it's called. It's going to be a fun time. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you again after a while.